Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Maurer's here, too. Rick is a long-time, golly, what, coming up on more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is, he's a renowned expert on change, as he has demonstrated many times here before. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is exactly kind of what we're going to talk about today and my constant lament here in my operation. Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for all the great years you've supported what we do and all the good work that you do out there. So, Rick, When I'm talking on my radio show, me being me, I'm imagining millions of heads around the world, maybe across the galaxy, nodding to every syllable.
Yeah. By the way, I'm in your Grand Central Station right now, and everybody's nodding as you're saying
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So, yeah. It's an epidemic. So yeah, no, I get that. It's completely logical to me. So when I'm in the four walls of my business, I can see the heads.
Yes.
And these are people who want to keep their jobs. And I have to think about, okay, do I want them to nod their head at me, or do I want them maybe to feel like they can push back on me a little bit? So I kind of got to have to pay attention to that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, agree 100%. And I think you're starting off by saying, you know, here I am on the radio, and I'm assuming that there are people there, you know, smiling, nod their heads.
Oh, I know they are, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, Jim, I know they are. But a lot of leaders, you know, in small businesses, big businesses too, kind of treat their engagement with their employees like they're on the radio. I mean, it's all one way. I'm going to present. I'm going to go into my radio voice. You know, there are three things we got to cover this week. That kind of thing.
Yep.
And they miss the signals coming back. And, I mean, there's a good reason for it if you're actually on the radio. But if you're not, and you're in broadcast mode all the time, as somebody referred to one of my clients, you have no way of knowing if people are behind you. And why that's a problem is you can get 2-3 months into something that you thought was going to be a big project, new direction, and hardly anything's happening.
Right. Yeah, because, there could be a lot of reasons, right? I mean, nothing's happening. It could be that they didn't like what they heard, they didn't understand it, but either way, if it's not working, that means it's going to look just like you that it came out of your mouth to them, which means nothing's happening. So what do you do
exactly? Well, by the way, a CEO client of mine, a CEO of a small business, one time said, "Yeah," he said, "what I got was malicious compliance."
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
that's what came out of your mouth, but it didn't. What came out of your mouth didn't transfer to execution.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's some really simple things you can do, and one, and this is going to sound really odd and way simplistic, but you need to pay attention to the people you're talking to. Not pay attention to your talking points. You should have rehearsed those. Mm-hmm. But you're paying attention to those people. So are you getting any signals that let you know they're looking at their smartphones right now,
mm-hmm.
they're rolling their eyes, they just don't seem to be engaged, they seem different than they were last week? Now, if you've never paid attention, you never actually looked at them, then you're not going to have a benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
But start today. I mean, because sometimes the signals are right there. Here's a group that's usually pretty energetic at the beginning of the day, and you go in and talk to them, but right before everybody gets out on the road, and it's just silent. You know, and it may be what you're saying. It could be something else, but that's data, and you need to use it. I mean, one really simple thing.
Don't you need to get feedback? I mean, actually make them say something like, okay, tell me what I just said, and tell me how, you know, or whatever. I mean, just literally address them in a way that where they have to tell you something.
I think that's a double-edged sword. One is, I think it's great to go back and say, look, this is really important. Bill, Mary, would you feed back to me what I just told you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But what you're getting right there is that they understand it.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody saying, you know, you got to quit smoking. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But doesn't mean you're going to do it. If you have high trust with the people and they generally feel confident talking to you, they probably already would have pushed back. But so it's hard in a group sometimes to go to that next step and say, so what do you think about it?
Well, isn't a lot of the productivity of what you just said going to depend on how you started things out? I mean, if you're trying to get them to do something, to take your idea and run with it, or when I say run with it, I mean, you know, make it their own, meaning make it actually work the way it's supposed to, shouldn't you start out by saying, okay, this is what I've been thinking about, and I want to know what you think?
I think that's a really strong way to start. And then the key is that you state what it is, you know, as succinctly as you can, like a mm-hmm. couple of minutes, 3-4 minutes, and then shut up. Mm-hmm. A key to this whole thing is you zipping your mouth. Because if it's silent for a few seconds, the tendency for most of us is to keep on talking. And we haven't even given people a chance to collect their thoughts or to take the risk of actually saying something out loud.
I've been thinking about our delivery schedule, and I'm wondering if we can improve it. What do you think?
Nice.
I'm concerned. Not I'm concerned about our delivery schedule, but I've been thinking about it. What do you think about that?
I like that, and I like how short it is. You know, you didn't surround it with all kinds of other mm-hmm. words and blah 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 blah. I'm just thinking about that. You know what? And then you ask them a question. Boom.
Well,
and you know, somebody could come back and say, Jim, I never thought about it. Is it a problem? Mm-hmm. And you could say, well, yeah, here's what I'm seeing. But they're now responding to you, and you're having a conversation, and that's a really good first step.
Well, what I would say in that case, I'd say, well, you know what? I don't know if it's a problem, but I'd like to make sure that we're doing it the way that's correct for today, not because we've always done it that way. Will you help me with this?
Cool. Nice.
What do you think, in my opinion, is the most powerful management question in the world? Don't you think?
I suspect, huh?
What do you think? I mean, I think that's...
Oh, what do you think? Got it, yeah.
I think that's the most powerful question. I mean, you should write that down, have it tattooed on your palm of your hand or something. Okay, I've got a little second grade girls softball team analogy that I'm going to use when we come back, when we talk about having the same conversation with millennials. Rick Maurer and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.